Hello, Audio Boo. This is Audio Mo, day 26, and today we are learning to make Finnish rye bread. It's basically a sourdough bread, which means we have to make a starter, and in a few days we'll have to make the rest of it. So we're going to start the starter today, and we'll continue as we go along. And Johanna is going to teach me. Wow, it's already climbing. It's teaching me how to make this. So we took 25 grams of yeast, dry yeast, and we put about half a cup of...
Nana?
Yes?
It's climbing here.
I know.
This is not healthy.
Of warm water.
shouldn't we be doing that?
Fucking...
And hang on. No, it's alright. And a bit of salt, like a pinch of salt, a bit of sugar, and about... Just take half, like basically half a teacup of warm water. Sorry, the yeast is attacking. Fuck! And it's growing. Is this big enough, Johanna?
Yeah, hang on. Because I was saying that this is good. I was saying that if this bowl is too small, the dough will climb out.
Okay, could I put that in the bowl?
Yes.
Now, before it takes... Ah, it's big! Mommy! Oh my god, it's like overflowed. Okay.
Now adding the water.
Now we're... Oh god, this
I'm just putting my hand in there because I can do that, you know. I want to see what is happening.
Is it alright now?
Yeah, it's alright.
So
this
now...
is very cookish.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm adding to that about a liter, which is about... How much is a liter? Americans do the math.
One quarter of a gallon.
Okay. Of
about
warm water, like more than lukewarm, between warm and hot.
Don't they even have the quart? Like, I think that's a liter. Anyway.
It's almost 1.5 pints.
Now, we take those rye crackers that I brought. We take three of them.
Now we take Finnish rye crackers. Let's find them. I should have found them before, of course. But now it won't attack me anymore.
No, it can't because it's put away in the bowl.
Huge saucepan.
Now, if you don't have rye crackers, what do you do, Johanna?
You go and buy some.
I don't know. Then I don't make rye bread. Sorry. Oh. It's just you have to have something to start with. The old times, people always saved the previous dough. A little bit of that, and they started from that. But if you don't have anything,
I'm sure
there are methods on the internet how to do it. But having been part of experiments where we tried to make it out of milk to make it sour,
oh dear.
I would not recommend that. So if you can get your hands to anything that's sour, rye crackers or rye whatever, or even old rye bread.
Yeah, a bit of dark rye bread.
It has to be sour.
Sourdough. I'm just looking for these rye crackers. Because I forgot that we need them, and so, yeah. Oh, fuck. By the way, this does contain language.
You can put it in the title.
And so, this is how we cook. We started, and then when the yeast is growing, then we...
Where's the fucking things? Shit! I'm gonna be drowned by fucking Finnish fucking. Ha! Got you, you bastard! Fuck. Okay.
And then, three, right?
Yes.
Can I do it?
No, I have to. Without the packet, right?
Yes.
Yes, I would think so. Gordon Ramsay would approve.
Mommy. So here's I'll do one, you do one.
Yes.
What do you do?
You just like break them
in small pieces.
Very small pieces.
Yeah, crush it.
Crush it, yes.
Crush it.
Okay.
It doesn't, if there are pieces, it doesn't matter. At this
doesn't
point,
matter, doesn't
no.
It have to be really
small. No, it doesn't, because it's just for the flavor and things.
Yeah, hi, Mommy.
Now it's there.
Whoa.
One, yes.
The creature that blew the balloon.
That's three.
Yeah?
Oh,
then we start putting flour in there. Rye flour, yes?
So there's no white flour in this.
No, this is
healthy.
Like real Finnish dark bread without any kind of, okay, let's just half do it and not have any real rye flour in
so
there.
So I've got in my hand, for this, how much rye flour will we need?
1 liter.
So a kilo, basically.
Then, well, I guess so.
Yeah.
But if you have to be like I said, in instructions that I wrote years ago, it has to look like brain soup. And if it's too thick, then stop adding the flour. It's just a starter.
Hey, excuse me, dog. Ouch. So we have to add and mix it or with our hands?
I will mix it and you add it. So
okay.
We know.
So I'm opening a 1 kilo bag of rye flour.
Don't put all of it.
No. Gradually adding bit by bit.
Yeah.
Wow, that looks disgusting.
Yeah. Listen to its bubbles.
Hang on, I have to bring the phone. That's unreal. Hang on. Fucking hell. Excuse me.
More flour.
This really is helping me.
Yeah.
I feel like most potent potions.
Yeah.
Dr. Snape.
I think now I would stop if I were.
That's half a kilo.
Nice brain soup. Yeah.
Hear it, it's unreal. Oh, gross!
But it bubbles nicely and the... Ew.
You got it to build the nose?
No, it's just the texture is a bit like...
I got it all over my hand.
Some kind of excrement.
Ew.
I would put a bit more.
That's not the whole bag.
No, but it's like I said, it's more like the texture is not too thick, so it has room to grow.
Ooh. Ew!
Isn't that lovely?
It reminded me of these mud baths, like from the Dead Sea or something.
Or Rotorua.
Ugh.
How much did you put sugar in here?
Or put about a teaspoon,
yeah.
Half a teaspoon.
Yeah, because sugar is the food for the yeast.
Do
but the yeast is alive. We can tell for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it almost killed me. do I need to add more? So a lot of this, guys, is feel rather than science. Like the process is scientific, but the...
You can add more.
More flour?
You gotta be careful not to do too much. Right? Yeah, this is brains. Ew! It has chunks of rye crackers in it.
You laugh, I will let you mix this in a minute.
No, it's...
I'm sitting quietly.
This is what it's supposed to feel like. Like I said, brain soup.
That's nasty shit.
And now, what is going to happen next after I mix it...
There's no... Don't I need to put more salt and sugar in this?
I would put a tablespoon of salt in here.
And no sugar?
Maybe just a little bit. Remember, this is just a starter to get it sour. Too much sugar will make it climb so high.
I'm going to buy another apartment.
Maybe just a little bit, but not...
This is one on the top floor, isn't it?
Ew, it tastes weird. Don't eat it! Don't eat it!
That's
what
it will
throw
inside you.
It doesn't really taste bad, really. It tastes like...
You end up eating it anyway.
No, it's not bad. But if this was the taste of the bread, I would say it doesn't have a lot of flavor. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have enough sugar or salt. Not that bread should taste salty or sweet, but...
Does it need something?
Yeah.
What did you put in it?
That's salt.
Okay.
A bit more?
Not much more.
Okay, that's it. A little bit.
Just a little bit of sugar to feed the yeast to stay alive.
And I don't think it really matters if it's white or brown sugar, does it?
No.
Because
But we don't want it to be too sweet.
No, it's not going to be sweet.
Yeah. No, we would use brown sugar
but
fold.
It will still try to climb out of here.
All right. Bit of sugar.
Yep.
Spread its tentacles.
Okay.
Hang on, I didn't add any yet. Now I'm adding.
Oh,
shit. That's okay.
It will be a bit sweet.
Party time.
We can take some out.
Oh, I missed it there already.
Oh, well.
I guess you can't.
It's not that much. We'll see.
But we don't add any more. This might end up being very interesting.
We can always make more.
Yeah, yeah. And now, what you should do is to find a towel.
I don't need to add any more flour?
No, it's fine.
So
it's
this
fine.
Is not all of the flour. It's about 800 grams.
Yeah. But I wouldn't
about
add any more.
Pounds.
Yeah. I would not add any more.
We'll need it later, though.
Yeah.
It's not too sweet. I just tasted it. It really isn't.
Yeah, there's different variations of this. Some people put more sugar in there.
No, it's really not sweet. It doesn't have a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have that horrible bland taste that it had. You know what I mean? Like that.
And now you cover it with a towel.
With a clean...
Because I tried foil once and the whole thing molded, like you.
Oh, no, it needs to be able to breathe.
It needs to breathe, yes.
Jeff, are your hands clean?
No.
And then you will put it somewhere. I don't know because we have all this air conditioning and all that. It has to be somewhere.
I'm gonna want to get a clean tea towel.
Where the temperature doesn't change.
Outside.
That's probably not a good idea.
So the temperature doesn't change, really?
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
To a warm place where the temperature doesn't change.
That area does get cleaned as part of the common area of the building.
Well, we don't want to put it on the balcony, do we?
Can we put it in the oven?
Yeah.
If you're not going to use the oven.
Well, if you use the oven and you take it out for a few minutes, it's not going to matter.
Right.
And the temperature in the oven won't change, really.
Because that's where I would put it.
Okay.
It's a good idea because nothing can get through it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if we turn the aircon on, how much is it going to change inside the bloody fucking oven?
Not much.
I don't know how I'm going to get all this flour out of my hands, though.
There's soap there.
Yes, I found
it. On the right.
And now, I would be very careful with that. I would, like, during first day, I would check that, like, a few times so that it won't climb on the floor and start leaving its own.
Well, if it does, then we just put some of it in another bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm thinking, don't anybody turn on this oven.
Well, you'll turn the oven first kid. He'd like to do that.
Put the fucking towel on top.
The towel will get dirty, trust me.
Well, I know, but I wanted a clean towel to be
used. Yeah, yeah. But the towel will need after.
Oh yeah. We know.
For sure.
And then I think we will make part two when we make part two of the first.
Yes. But can you give us an overview of what's going to happen?
Then we take the living thing out of the oven.
When?
In a few days, like shit. 4 days, depending on how sour you want the dough to get.
I'm being attacked by containers.
Well, if you do it after 4 days, you won't be able to do an audio mode. So.
Well, maybe 3 days then.
So 4 days you can do it. 5 days you wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, we don't need 5 days.
No, but whenever it's also depends, you know, it will smell like Your neighbors might wonder why are you guys making alcohol in here?
What?
Because it will smell like alcohol.
Oh yes, it's fermented.
And then we take this brain soup.
Shit.
We add another packet of yeast.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Well, another packet or another
25 grams.
Another 25 grams of yeast. And then we add flour, about 1 more liter of flour.
Yeah.
I say about because, again, it can't go too thick.
It depends on the consistency.
Can be a bit less.
Yes. And then, you guys mentioned salt?
No.
One more tablespoon of salt, yeast, and more flour. And we mix it, and then when it's all mixed, we leave it alone for an hour. After this hour, we take chunks out of this, like big chunks, and make like loaves on a baking tray. And we bake them in 225 Celsius, about 55 minutes.
Again, hot oven.
This depends on the oven, but you can try when you think that they're ready, you take them out and you tap the bottom of the bread.
Yeah, they need to be hollow.
If it sounds hollow, then it's ready. And that's it.
Nana's actually got a couple of loaf pans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not that kind of loaf pan.
Oh, they'll be too small?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are round loaves.
Okay.
Oh, right. So, thanks for listening to our not so scientific, but probably quite entertaining methodology. And we'll be back in a few days' time. Of course, we'll be back beforehand.
With audio mo
for tomorrow. But in the meantime, where are you? Yeah. Oh, my phone got a bit dirty. That's all right. That's only to be expected. In the meantime, have a good day. And this does contain a bit of swearing.
Midnight now.
Pause recording.